What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Doug Stout from the Licking County Library about an event coming up this weekend that honors Licking County Vietnam veterans. Doug, tell us a little bit more about what's going on this Saturday.
The Licking County Veterans Service Commission contacted me and wanted to know if they could show the film Licking County in Vietnam, Our Honored Dead, that we made it about 10 years ago. So they're going to show it twice. They're going to show it from 1 to 4 and then 6 to 9. Doors will open an hour before the event. It is a three-hour movie, so there will be an intermission in that time frame, but we're excited that they chose to pick the film back up.
So tell me, Doug, how did this event all come about?
Well, Veterans Service Commission decided to put something together for the National Vietnam Day on Sunday. We did this film 10 years ago to remember those that died in Vietnam, and they wanted to do another remembrance of those men. We started with 38 at the time. When we made the film, we came up to 46, and since then, we've actually found two more local men that we had not included in the film just because we didn't have the information. So we want to talk about them a little bit before the event also.
For people to attend this event, where do they have to buy tickets? Do they register? Tell us about that.
The film is completely free. There's no registration, no tickets required. Just show up at the Midland door and walk on in. There's plenty of seats for everybody, and there's no tickets required.
Now, I know you worked on this film by hand. What does this event mean to you?
I mean, this event means everything to me to remember these men again. We always say we remember, and we remember in general terms. We don't remember names and incidents. These were men that some were single, some were married, some had children. They died in war. They died by accident. They died in friendly fire. And it's just exciting to be able to tell their stories again.
Where did you get the stories? Like, how did you get the information about these vets' stories?
Working on the film, we started working on it about a year before we actually made it. Just tried to contact as many families, friends, local newspaper stories, anything I could find. I think that was kind of the problem, is some people were hesitant to talk because they weren't quite sure what we were doing with it. And so since the film was made, we have had more information actually given us, I think, once people saw how we were presenting the family's information.
Well, shout out again to the Licking County Veterans Service Commission and to you guys at the Licking County Library for taking the time to preserve these veteran stories. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Come out and remember, like I say, it's free. The Midlands graciously opened their doors to Veteran Services to host this event. They'll be on hand. I think there'll be some displays there. Maybe a couple of Vietnam vehicles will be there also for people to see. It's just a good time to come out and remember our Vietnam veterans who came home and they weren't really honored in the way they should have been. It's just a good way to remember those that are still with us and those that are gone.
You've got The Vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.